This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Captain Underpants and the Sensational Saga of Sir Stinks-a-Lot, the 12th epic novel by Dave Pilkey. Read by Len Forgione with Jaden Rogers and Ashton Sundholm. Foreword. Captain Underpants, the 100% true truth.
Well, here we are again.
In big trouble, as usual.
We've had so much bad luck lately, we had to record this introduction so we could keep it all straight.
Behold, our tale of misery and woe.
Captain Underpants, the 100% true truth.
Once upon a time, there was two cool kids named George and Harold. They were smart and handsome and stuff.
Thank you. Yes, we know.
Me too.
But they had the meanest principal ever. Name of Mr. Krupp.
Blah, blah, blah.
One time, Mr. Krupp was being mean.
You will follow my rules.
So they hypnotized him. Not today, bub.
Mr. Krupp was under George and Harold's spell.
You are now Captain Underpants.
Okay.
It was funny at first.
Look at me in my underpants and red cape and stuff.
But it got really dangerous really quick.
La la la!
Hey, where are you going?
To fight crime and stuff. Where else?
Come back, bub. Then, one day, Mr. Krupp drank some alien superpower juice.
And he got real superpowers.
Now I can fly and stuff.
This is not cool.
Tell me about it. Now, whenever Mr. Krupp hears somebody snap their fingers, he turns into Captain Underpants.
La la la.
And whenever Captain Underpants gets water on his head, he turns back into Mr. Krupp.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, we got that to deal with.
But it gets worse.
One day, George and Harold had a really big problem.
I got you now.
So they borrowed a time machine.
And they went back in time to fix the problem.
Hooray!
We're smart.
But they created a totally new problem.
Oh, no!
We accidentally made doubles of ourselves.
When their teachers saw two Georges and two Harolds, they all went crazy.
We must be dreaming.
Let's get naked! Whoopee!
Oh, no! My eyes!
They burn! So, they all had to go to the hospital.
Oh. All right, teachers. Form a single line, please. The hospital's this way.
Single line. What does he think we are?
What's the big deal?
It's just a dream. Worst dream ever.
The only good thing that happened is that we got three new pets.
They are half bionic hamsters and half pterodactyls. Their names are Tony, Orlando, and Dawn. It's been a few weeks since our last adventure.
I can't believe May is almost over, and we haven't gotten into any more trouble yet. Do you think our lucky streak will continue, Orlando? Yeah, I don't think so either.
The city has been rebuilt, and things are getting back to normal.
Hooray! We're finally going to have a normal day at school.
Oh, man. We're finally gonna have a normal day at school.
But there are still lots of loose ends to our story.
Hey, what about us?
If you kids leave us stranded in this hospital, it's going on your permanent records!
That can only mean one thing.
Another sequel!
Oh no! Here we go again!